Good day, friends. We are going to continue to talk about making it through a storm successfully. And the key I want to give you today is found in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 39. And here the Bible says, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." And suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. I love how the Bible says here that there was a great storm. And after Jesus spoke to it, it was turned into a great calm. See, Jesus wants to take every problem, every difficulty in your life, and he wants to turn it around into an even greater blessing. He wants to work all things together for our good, and he wants us to make it through a storm successfully. Now, just like in the natural realm, all storms aren't the same. You know, we get wind storms, we get rainy storms, we get all kinds of different natural storms. And it is the same in life. You know, not every storm is the same. Not every storm has the same origin or the same cause. And therefore, some storms can be, might be a bit tougher to get through or might take a bit longer. But in this specific storm, it was really an attack on Jesus and the disciples. And Jesus used his authority by speaking to it to get it through. And I want to encourage you, if you want to make it through a storm successfully, you need to use your God-given spiritual authority. And we release our authority by our words and by speaking life to situations. And maybe the storm that you are currently in might not be an attack of a devil. It might be, but it might be not. But even if it isn't, you can use your words to speak life. And maybe you want the coronavirus to end. But you know, we don't have authority over everyone and over the whole world, but we do have authority over our own lives and our sphere of influence. So you can use your words by speaking life to your health, by speaking life to your wealth, and by speaking life over your finances and also your family and the people around you. You might not be able to stop the coronavirus, even though you might really want to, but you can stop it from really having a negative influence in your own life and the lives of people that you love. And you'll do that by speaking the word to it and by taking authority and by speaking life over circumstances that might be negative around you. Remember, God wants us to make it through a storm successfully. So let's use our authority and let's speak life. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.